Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is March 6, 2024, and it's individual and group healing. So we do this twice a month. And let me just check who's here on the live call. Welcome to Brian, Cass, Jim, Eric, Heather, Lisa, Marla, Mary, Michelle, Molly, Nikki, Nicole, and Laura. And James just popped in, it looks like. So I think I see a couple of newish names, if not new. So I'll be a little more precise on describing what we do here. So welcome to you also if you happen to be on the recording. And Alagon. That's the first of many, most likely. As soon as I start these events, the energy starts moving and yawning is one way it comes out. All right. So what we do here today is we do hot seat work after we do the setup, then I'll invite folks to step into the hot seat to receive specific healing from everyone on the live call and on the recording. But don't do it till I call you, and I'll put parameters on which people can step into the hot seat at that time. So we always start up by making sure we got a great sacred container. And here comes another yawn. So I'm going to set that up first, as always. I'm going to call the directions of the altar, the floor mesa I'm sitting at. I'm going to call a bunch of beautiful divine allies of love and light. Set up a safe container. Invite you into embodied awakening. Once all that's done, we'll get into the hot seat work. As always, please give us your undivided attention the very best you can. That helps you. It helps everybody else. We co-create the container. Whether we're doing this from the live event or, like most people, from the recording. I invite you to close. I'll assume it's safe for you to give us your full attention. Stay safe no matter what. I invite you to close your eyes and become aware of how your physical and energy bodies feel. Okay, now you got your baseline. As I set up the container, I invite you to feel any energy movement you're aware of in your body. If you don't feel any of that, just feel your breath come and go on its own. Passive either way, please. Here we go. Pachamama. Mamakia. Wiraksham Inti Kwiti. I am that I am. Prepare myself. I call my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, fourth density, or higher service to other consciousness. All this to the greatest extent that serves highest good. This is something better. Thank you, allies. For all of us, we call the following high vibration, love and light allies. Spirit Song's higher self, Ama the hugging saint, ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Thank you. We call the archangels Raphael, Michael, Uriel, Gabriel, and Metatron. We call all other high vibration angelic beings who are willing to come. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirits of the French Broad and Swannanoa rivers. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Guardian Angel, Dragon Mountain Gateway, Shining Rock, Mount Pisgah, Mount Mitchell, Grandfather Mountain, Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Mount Shasta, Mount Everest, Mauna Loa, Mount Kilimanjaro, Uluru. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent. Oh, I'm early. Before that, we call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. Now we call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. Thank you. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. We have our container. Anyone who wishes to invite any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent to join us and sweeten the pot, feel free to call them now. You can also do this if you're on the recording. Feeling good. We'll leave just a moment longer for extra allies. Okay, that feels awesome. Thank you, everybody. All right, take a moment and see how you feel. Check once again your body and your energy body. And now we're going to do embodied awakening invocation, where you invite your higher self to merge with you in your physical body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. All kinds of awesome benefits will come from this, so let's jump in. You're going to say eight words. Do these out loud if you can, silently if you must. Let's start now. And again, you're talking to your higher self. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go and become completely passive. Relax fully. Let the energy come to you. It'll come in the top of your head. And it's kind of like water soaking into a sponge. It's the water, you're the sponge. The more passive and relaxed you are, the better it works. So no helping other than passive awareness, please. Get distracted, just gently come back to feeling the energy. By the way, if you can't feel the energy, just feel your breath come and go on its own. And if you want to fine-tune this, try using the least effort needed to even feel the energy. And most people do best at this when they drop to no effort at all. So let's try that for a sec. Go ahead and drop to zero effort. Just exist. You're not even trying to feel anything. Just drop all the way. Whatever happens is fine. Okay, it's feeling pretty good. So you'll know you're in embodied awakening when all the following is true: no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. So see if all that's true for you right now. If so, well done. If not, that's okay. We can still move forward. Awakening is not an on-off, it's a dimmer switch, and any movement toward that is welcome. And even if you meet all the criteria, that's definitely not the best embodied awakening you could ever get to. There's always a better one around the corner, because the biggest room in the world is room for improvement. And the most awakened people I know are holding the belief that there is no final awakening. It just keeps getting better. So that's the belief I hold. All right. So we're now ready to get this rolling. Here's the rules. I like to leave space first for people who haven't done it before or people who have urgent need. So I'm now going to allow unmuting. However, the only people I want to volunteer right now are those who have never been in the hot seat on this individual and group healing event or those who feel a truly urgent need for healing. So if that's you, jump in and unmute and we'll get rolling. And again, to be clear, this is you receiving healing from everyone on this call, whether they're live or on the recording. And I haven't stated it, but even if you never get in the hot seat on this event, you'll get tons of healing because the allies always generously heal everyone who participates here, even if they're on the recording. So everyone's going to be blessed, but if you want a particular focus on you, then come into the hot seat. Nobody is volunteering, so this is the last call for anyone who wants to get in the hot seat from the live call, who's never done the hot seat before, or who feels an urgent need for healing. Heather.
Okay. Can you hear me? Yes.
How you doing,
Can you
Heather?
hear me okay?
I hear you're great. Thank you.
I'm using headphones. Can you hear me?
You sound great. Can you hear me?
I can't. Yes.
Good. So we're good. Audio's good. All right. So Heather, here's how it works. Neither I nor the allies nor anyone else needs a lot of detail about your story, about how you got to this point. What we do need to know is, in a perfect world, what would you like to be different by the time this healing round is done? What shift would you like? And it appears that you're.
Problem is uh-oh.
Go ahead.
What happened?
I hear you now.
Okay, can you hear me? Thanks.
Please speak. Let us know what you'd like to be different.
I'm having lots of back pain.
Okay. And let's use a zero to
That
ten.
heal.
I'm sorry. What?
I was going to say, I'm not sure, but I think I have some energetic cords that need to be cut
Okay.
as well.
Okay. So cut cords. So you have back pain
Yes.
and cords that need cutting. Anything else?
I think they're related.
Okay.
Sleeping, insomnia.
Okay, insomnia. All right. All right, that's probably enough to work on for
And
Heather. Heather.
okay.
We've only got one short
Yes.
healing round, and there's only so much we can do. So those is probably enough. And what I'm going to focus on here, we'll ask them to do what they can for cord cutting and insomnia, but the back pain is the one I want to focus on mostly because I love it when we can finish a healing round and actually feel a difference. And it might be a little tricky to immediately measure the effectiveness of the cord cutting and the insomnia, given that you'll still be awake and everything. So,
Right.
on the back pain at this moment, if zero is I have no back pain at all, and 10 would be the back pain is absolutely excruciating, what number would you assign to the back pain right now?
Probably only a four right now.
Be good.
Three to
So,
four.
okay, 3 to 4.
Yeah.
So, and then can you actually feel any cords attached to you at this very moment?
Yes, I think it's the back pain is related to it.
Okay, so if we
That's,
reduce the back pain, you feel like that'll directly relate to the cord cutting?
I believe so. Yeah.
Okay, well let's use that as our parameter then. Okay, so what we'll do is we'll ask for all of it, and but we'll measure the back pain when we're done. How does that sound?
Sounds wonderful.
And these healing rounds usually run, roughly 10 minutes or so, maybe a little more, maybe a little less, but the allies work pretty quick, and they'll have a lot of help from our beautiful humans too. So our
Okay.
now again, I'll tell this to you and anyone else who gets in the hot seat tonight. This can get kind of intense, and you may feel really potent energies moving through your body. And any of the following is fine if it wants to happen. If you shake or vibrate or tremble, if you cry, if you make sound, even if you want to get up and stomp your feet and flail your arms, if the body wants to do any of that, it's fine. Don't hold back. And it may be still and silent. You just don't know. But
Okay.
let the body do what it wants to do to clear. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, good. And I there Zoom is telling me that your bandwidth is low. So
Okay.
are you in the spot in your house where you have the strongest internet connection?
Yes.
Okay, all right, we'll work with what we got. Okay. All right. So are you ready to receive healing, Heather?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to have you do a healing invocation and then I'll lead the group. So please repeat after me out loud, starting now. So, spirit that I am,
Spirit that I am,
divine allies,
divine allies,
maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Especially my back pain.
Especially back pain,
My insomnia.
my insomnia.
And please also cut all cords that do not serve highest good.
And please also cut all cords that do not serve highest good.
Perfect. You're done. Relax and just be passive now, okay? So
Okay.
now I'm going to lead everyone else in their part. So everyone else hearing my voice live or on the recording, please repeat after me if you're willing. Spirit that I am, divine allies. Please flow the energy through me for Heather's highest good, especially to heal her back pain, eliminate her insomnia, and cut all cords that do not serve highest good. All this to the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. That's enough words. Relax. Let it go. So if you're not Heather, your job is to be a hollow reed, a pipeline, a conduit. So your job, if you're not Heather, is to become completely passive. The invocation you just spoke, put these divine beings on duty to do this for you and through you. So your absolute passivity is what's going to let energy come in the top of your head, out the front of your body, through whatever chakras are needed. That'll all be automatically selected, and the energy will go right to Heather. So everyone's passive. Heather's just passively receiving. Everyone else is passively acting as a pipeline. So it's really easy. You just do nothing and allow. Yeah. Heather, are you feeling a pretty strong energy in your body right now?
Yes.
Good. All right. So it's
Yes.
working. So your job is to feel everything. The allies are very clever and they will not allow any overwhelm. They're only going to give you as much as you can work with, and they're monitoring you very carefully throughout this process. So you can open fully to whatever you feel. I invite you to feel it fully, whether it feels awesome or challenging. And especially if it feels challenging, opening is even more important because it's you completely feeling that challenge one last time. That is what can heal it once and for all. You have to be willing to feel it completely. So I invite you to do that to the very best of your ability. Heather, is it true you already feel more like a being of energy than a being of flesh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing great. You're receiving really beautifully. Everyone else, just chill and let it flow. Again, for those of you who are not accustomed to our peculiar way of doing this, this means that if you're not the hot seat person, you are not sending, you are not visualizing, you are not trying in any way to make energy flow. You are the passive pipeline through which these divine allies are sending it. Let them do it for you and through you. Works much better and is much more effective in our experience. So everyone relax. I'm able to feel the vibe of what's happening, and I'm able to even feel the energy being sent by those from the recording. And it's a very strong flow. It's like a mighty river. Well done, everybody. And special thanks to our more experienced members who are good at this. Your expertise and your willingness to show up is really making a difference here. And also, I appreciate every single person's efforts. The only way to eventually get to that level is to show up and start doing it. All right, so just let it flow. Now, sometimes when you're not the hot seat person, energies will get processed through you. Sometimes the allies say, well, that person who's a hollow reed is actually pretty capable. We're going to take some of the heavy energy that is difficult for the hot seat person to release, and we'll put it through them for processing. If you feel that happening, just let it happen. The allies will do all the processing for you. There's nothing you have to do except feel it and let it on through. Personally, I find it almost impossible to tell whether energy that's coming through is mine or someone else's, but I've adopted the attitude, hey, if it's in my field, it's mine to process. And I really don't concern myself with where it came from. I just let the allies move it on through. Now the allies have begun healing for everybody. So, as always happens on these calls, those of you who are not Heather are actually getting a dual process. Energy is still flowing through you to her just as much as ever, but simultaneously, the allies are sending each of you customized healing energy that'll serve your highest good. And if you just stay passive, again, managing this consciously would be tricky. But if you're passive, it just happens. So let the allies multitask it for you. You just relax and feel it all happening. And everybody wins. And a good general rule when we're in healing rounds like this is there's no thought that can help you. Please just feel. If thoughts or images come up, that's fine. Let them hang out in the background, not a problem. but put your attention on feeling the energy moving. And as I said earlier, if you cannot feel energy right now, just feel your breath come and go. That's your backup. But either way, you're just passively feeling sensation. Same with visions. If you're seeing stuff, that's fine, not a problem. Just don't focus on the visuals, focus on the feeling. I just felt a shift. The vibration is distinctly different than it was a moment ago. Kind of a quicker pulsing vibration. So it feels like the energy is settling. Heather, does the energy feel a little more still now?
Yes.
Okay. So let's check that back pain. 0 to 10, how strong is it now?
Wow.
Wow, what?
I would say zero.
Zero. The
Wow.
number I love to hear. Okay, good. So no back pain.
Wow.
And try to feel into the cords. Are you aware of any more cords there?
Honestly, I can't tell.
Good. Okay. All right. So far, so good. So they were able to clear the back pain. That's wonderful. And my guess is they probably cut some cords that didn't need to be there for your highest good. The insomnia, you'll have to sleep tonight and see. Right now.
Wonderful.
But that's a, you did really well, Heather. You received really beautifully. You allowed them to help you. And if you can bring that passivity into all your invocation work, you'll do really well. So
Thank
any,
you very much.
you're welcome. Any questions before we move to the next person, Heather?
No.
All right. Great job. Thanks for leading us off.
Thank you too,
All right.
everybody.
Yeah. I say that too. Thanks, everybody. We do it as a team. Okay, so next, again, anyone who has never been in the hot seat in this event or who feels an urgent need for healing, unmute now. Last call. Oh, is it Cass or Jim?
It's Jim,
Jim.
and yeah, I've been in the hot seat, but I have a need for healing.
Okay.
I have a bladder infection, and between the bladder infection and the drugs, I am physically and mentally pretty well wiped out. So what I would like is maximum healing, or maximum energy, vitality, physical energy. Mental clarity and optimum functioning of the urinary tract.
Okay. Okay. All right, so this is going to be kind of a hybrid invocation. We're going to call for some elimination and some good stuff coming in. And again, it's not a problem for the allies to do all that at the same time. They're perfectly great at multitasking. All right, Jim, you've done this plenty of times, so I don't have to instruct you. So, are you ready to do your part?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so please repeat after me, spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Divine allies.
Divine allies.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Especially in my bladder and urinary tract.
Especially in my bladder and urinary tract.
And I call in maximum vitality,
And I call in maximum vitality.
energy,
Energy
and mental clarity
and mental clarity
that serves highest good.
that serves highest good.
All this to the greatest extent that serves highest good.
All this to the extent that serves highest good.
How about to the greatest extent that serves highest good?
And And to the extent that serves highest good, greatest extent.
I didn't hear you say greatest.
Oh, greatest, yes. Okay, I'm sorry. And to the extent that serves greatest, highest good, is that it?
Close enough. And then say, this or something better.
This is something better.
All right, well done. Okay, you relax. Everyone else, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am.
Yes, I am.
Divine allies. Please flow the energy through me
The energy.
for Jim's highest good, especially for his bladder and urinary tract. And also fill him with the maximum energy, vitality, and mental clarity that serve highest good. All this to the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. All right, that's plenty of words. Let's all relax and just let the energy move itself. Woo, that's a lot of energy, isn't it, Jim?
Yes.
Let me just receive. Wow, we are a finely tuned machine, folks. Well done, everybody. Keep it up. Stay passive and let them work through you. He's like they're giving you a strong full body shakeup, Jim. Yeah, let him work. The energy went more calm, but they're not flushing yet. Okay, so at first there was the big gross level shakeup, and now they're, you know, how they're penetrating more subtly into all of you. So let them do the subtler work. Feels like they're transmuting a lot instead of draining. So I think there's a lot of transmutation happening. Turning that dark to light right where it is. That's beautiful. There's a really potent awakening opportunity here right now, also, Jim. So, are you willing to release everything you are and have been to open to what you can become that's even more awesome?
Yes.
All right, then do so. Just relax and let it all go that needs to go away. They'll take it and replace it with better stuff in ways that are beyond current comprehension. I've done this many times and I've always come out the better for it. Good. The energy is getting stronger, but it's still really subtle. And oh, the same opportunity is now there for everybody hearing my voice live or on the recording. So, anyone who's hearing me, if you're also willing to release all that you are and have been to open to the next level of what you can be, I invite you to say yes to that and let it run if you wish. The powers of light and love never coerce, but they offer opportunities. And as you open to this, you may have experiences of the energy that you are in new and unexpected ways, since every awakening is a surprise. And just relax into the new reality the best you can if you're experiencing something like that. Feels like several of us are. This is quite a special bonus. I love it. All right, I'm feeling some emotional release happening. I don't know if that's Jim or others in the field, but to anyone who's feeling some challenging emotions coming up in your heart, just feel them completely like everything else. That is just to be fully present with whatever happens. And again, it's your complete experiencing of it that can wrap it up once and for all. If anyone's feeling any resistance in their body or their energy field, a kind of a sticky area that doesn't want to open fully to the light, just put your attention completely there for a moment. Just be the resistance for a moment, exactly as it is. And now relax to zero. Most of the time, the resistance will drop with you and it'll open up. Yeah, that's feeling more open. Well done, everybody. And emphasize again, this is very much a teamwork process. So if you are hearing my voice live or on the recording, please give us your full and undivided attention the very best you can in order to benefit you and support everybody else. You are participating just as much from the recording and affecting us just as much as if you had been on the live call. Someone's getting their act together. Wow, the energy field just got a lot sweeter. I hope you all can feel that shift. I wouldn't make that request if it wasn't important. Wow. Jim, are you feeling pretty radiant there? You're having a very eventful healing round here. Wow. I totally forgot to check in if you had any pain starting your round. Was there any discomfort in your body when you started?
No.
Okay, so we can't really measure for you how effective this is based on feeling in the moment, then, is there?
Right.
Okay. I'm kind of feeling like it's done. Are you getting that sense too?
I feel really good. It could be done, yeah. I guess if you feel that, yeah, I'll just stick with it afterwards if for a
Yeah.
little.
So if you want to stay with the flow, the allies will keep working you even as I move to the next person. So you feel free to keep just being in the receiving mode until you want to just step up and start flowing to others. So that's your discretion, whatever you want to do that, okay? All right, well done. Thank you, Jim, for wow. You allowed a lot of cool stuff to happen just by being in the hot seat.
Thank you, and thanks to everybody on the call.
Yeah, I echo that. All right. So once again, anybody who's never been in the hot seat on this event or who feels an urgent need for healing, it is your time to unmute and step up. And I didn't specifically say this, but you do need to be able to talk to me to be in the hot seat. Nicole.
Benjamin, hey.
Hi.
I'd like to do something. I would like to clear all the times when I've had my life threatened,
Okay.
or my stuff threatened. Those often, well, came together or very similar.
Okay.
And I don't know There's one more piece of that which I suddenly blanked on.
Okay. Well, that's enough right there.
Yeah,
That's
right.
funny.
All the times where basically I had to beg for my life.
Well, that would be a threat to your life, right?
Well, yeah, exactly. But
Okay.
there's something particularly about the sort of having to beg.
Having to beg. Okay, we'll put that in there
Yeah.
specifically. Okay. All right.
Yeah, so basically all the times I've had my life threatened, my stuff threatened, or had to beg for my life. And there's kind of an intractable double bind, at the heart of all of these. It's sort of a damned if you do, damned if you don't kind of thing, which is, I feel, is important as well.
All right. So I would
So,
just, my position is you believe that to be intractable, but in fact, it might be able to be healed. Let's give him a chance to do it.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It's just the dilemma, it's just an impossible dilemma every time. So,
Okay. Well, let's just, I would be guessing that you did the best you could in the circumstances,
of
and
course, of
I invite
course.
you to forgive yourself for whatever you did or didn't do.
Yeah.
And but none of that matters now because we can ask the allies to clear as much trauma as they can
Yeah,
out. Okay.
exactly.
All right, beautiful. All right, you ready to receive?
Yep.
All right, so please repeat after me, spirit that I am,
Spirit that I am.
divine allies,
Divine allies.
maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Please clear any remaining trauma
Please clear any remaining trauma.
from the times I've had my life or possessions threatened,
From the time I've had my life or possessions threatened,
or when I had to beg for my life.
or when I had to beg for my life.
All this to the greatest extent that serves highest good.
All this to the greatest extent that serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
All right, you relax and receive. Everybody
Yeah.
else, we got some words to speak. Here we go. Spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the energy through me for Nicole's highest good. Please clear all heavy energy and trauma from the times her life or possessions were threatened, or when she had to beg for her life. All this to the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. All right, relax. Same drill as always. Everybody be passive and let the allies do it for us. Whoa. All right, you just relax and receive it, Nicole. They're asking me to raise grandfather, so I'll get that set up here. Going to be speaking some words over here that are needed to get the energy set up and raise this tobacco tea. So y'all ignore my mumblings and just keep doing your passive thing. I'll let you be clear from the solid de Florida. I may be brought to the highest vibration that serves us. Good. Grandfather, I honor you, and I invite you into my heart. Grandfather, we honor you, and we invite you into our hearts. I'm sensing at least one person out there who wants to raise with me, who has some grandfathers. So if that's you, go right ahead. It doesn't have to be at the same time I do. We don't have to synchronize. And I think I know who it is. Right. Grandfather allies, please partner on this raise. As I raise on the left, please make me a surrogate for Nicole. And may it be as if she herself is raising the grandfather on the left side in order to clear all heavy energies that do not serve her highest good, especially in accordance with her invocation. Thank you. Metaphorically, what I'm about to do is like Popeye eating spinach. Oh. Everybody stay passive. Let the energy keep moving on its own. Thank you, Grandfather Tobacco, for helping us out. Yeah. Whoa, yeah, there it is. The grandfather tobacco energy just really kicked in there.
Yeah, I felt something open in my head.
Good. Me too. Okay, I'm going to raise on the right. Grandfather allies, please partner on this raise. Grandfather, as I raise on the right, let me be a surrogate for Nicole, and may this raise bring into her all high vibration, supportive energies that will support her current healing process. Thank you. This or something better. And let all this be to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Oh. They're doing a big shake up of something they want to clear up. Let's give them time to stir it up.
It's a lot stuck in my diaphragm.
Yeah, I'm feeling it in the lower part of the body there. You don't have to understand what they're doing, you just have to let them do it. And there's plenty of healing happening for the everyone else too. So if you're hearing my voice, just relax and let it happen. And if you're receiving healing also, just let that happen simultaneously with you being a holo read for Nicole. Now the energy is just calming considerably. Oh, they're going to transmute it. So it looks like they're doing a lot more transmutating than flushing this time. Just let them do their thing. Whoa, nice altered state there. So Nicole, are you feeling any difference?
Yeah, there's been a lot moving. Several times I was on the verge of tears,
Good. Excellent.
which yeah hasn't happened to me before. I feel like there's still more stuck in my diaphragm, but that'll continue to flush.
Okay. Well, they want a moment longer with you as the focus, so let that continue rolling for just a moment. Yeah, they're going to stir some more up right here.
Okay.
Excellent. And the healing blessings for everyone else continue also. So no one's being shortchanged here.
Feels like the biggest chunk just got moved out of my diaphragm a moment
Good.
ago.
Good. You feeling that nice consciousness shift right there, Nicole?
Definitely a calming is happening now.
Is there a sense of altered state increase right now?
I'm not sure. I
Okay.
don't really get that.
That
I don't
might be just me. It's all right.
get
Whoa, yeah, I'm getting a really nice altered state.
it. And you're getting it.
Yeah. A part of you is getting it too, just your human part isn't quite aware of it yet.
Right, that could
Just
be.
persevere, dear. I promise you'll feel it at some point. Okay, does that feel like enough focus now for your clearing?
Sure.
Okay. You're welcome to continue receiving. They'll happily keep serving you for as long as you need it after we move to the next person.
Well, thank you. Can I ask you a little bit more about what you did with grandfather? Because I've never seen you
Yeah.
do that before,
Yeah,
if I understand.
that's a tea made from what's called mapacho, which
Okay.
imported from Peru. They have a special really high potency tobacco they grow down there. It's different than what we have up here in North America. And they wrap it up real tight with honey, and I cut off a little piece and I boil it as tea. And this is the way it's been done for millennia. Drinking the tea through the nose out of a shell.
Oh, okay.
And you raise it on the left to clear, and you raise it on the right to call in. And tobacco is regarded as a master plant in the Amazon. It's one of the like three master plants they have that I'm aware of. And it's a Swiss Army knife because you can literally pray into tobacco and have it do virtually anything. So it's
Wow.
considered the most versatile of all the plant spirits.
That's kind of a miracle plant.
Yep. It's
Yeah.
it's kind of wild because it's so toxic the way it's used in most North American,
Right.
but it is one of, I mean, there are literally shamans in South America and Central America. The only thing they heal with is tobacco. And they do incredible healing work and they live long, healthy lives. So
Well,
Can be used
Wonderful.
well in the right context.
Thank you so much. And thank you to Grandfather. And thank you to all the allies and everyone else on the call for your help.
Thank you, Nicole. Thanks for stepping up and giving us this cool opportunity.
Okay.
All right. So now we're going to open it up to anyone who was not on the call in February, but anyone else can jump into the hot seat. Lisa.
Hi. I don't know what it is for me, but I have difficulty. I refuse to meditate. I don't know if I'm holding on to some belief set from a past life, but I would really like to let go and move through whatever fears or beliefs that I hold.
Now, when you say you won't meditate, does all that also means you don't do invocations? There's no spiritual practice at all that you're able to do?
No,
So nothing.
nothing.
Okay. All right. So
Very frustrating.
okay, what I'm getting is, are you familiar with the concept of parts that every human has oneself and quite a few parts inside us with different agendas and ideas? And
Yes, I am.
so I'm just getting you have a part that for some reason doesn't feel like it's safe for you to meditate and is trying to
Okay.
keep you safe by stopping you from doing it. So it means
Okay.
well, but it may very well be misguided.
Thank you so much.
But knowing that doesn't stop it though. We got to do a little energy work. So give me a sec to blow my nose and then we'll get started.
Thank you.
And by the way, this is about a 90-minute call, so we still got 30 minutes to go or so. Anyone who needs to depart prior to the time up, that's fine. Just ask the allies to ease you out. And you're certainly welcome to stay, but we understand if you can't stay for the full 90 minutes. And Nicole jumped in and says, Lisa, I have that with clairvoyance and shamanic journeying too. I feel like it's past life trauma. In other words, she resists clairvoyance and past and shamanic journeying is what I get. So we all have our stuff to work on. Okay, let's see. Now again, we don't have time to do internal family systems therapy, which is a technology that goes right to the wounded part, but it's more involved. It takes a lot of time, and that's not what we do in this event. Okay.
I understand that, but I am working that through a therapist. If you can tell me what the part is, I will let her know and we can work on it.
Well, getting the right part is easy. You just say, I now call forth the part of me that is stopping me from meditating.
Okay.
That's all you got to know. And then the part shows up and you work with it.
Okay.
And it's good to have a therapist who's trained in IFS or parts work of some kind if you're doing that level of work. There's a lot of ways to go in and deal with something like that, but my psychological choices to do internal family systems therapy with stuff like that. But I believe we can do some good on just shamanic healing because you can heal parts using healing invocations too. So let's give them a chance, shall we? All
Yes.
right. So Lisa, right now, so as you entertain the idea of meditating or doing invocations, can you feel that resistance arising at the very thought of doing it?
Yes.
And where in your body do you feel the resistance?
In my heart.
Like the heart chakra, the emotional center?
Yes.
Okay. And the level of resistance you're feeling, 0 would be no resistance, 10 would be extreme resistance. What number would you give the resistance?
A 10.
Okay. That doesn't get much stronger than that. Okay. Heart chakra. Okay. Let's see what we can do. All right. So you're ready to invoke?
Yes, I am.
All right, so please repeat after me, spirit that I am,
Spirit that I am.
divine allies,
Divine allies.
maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Maximum healing that deserves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
Oh, maximum good that serves highest good,
Okay,
please.
let's try it again. Maximum healing
Maximum healing
that serves
that serves
highest good, please.
highest good, please.
May my resistance to meditating,
May my resistance to meditating,
spiritual practice,
spiritual practice,
be completely and finally cleared.
Be completely and finally cleared.
To the greatest extent.
To the greatest extent.
That serves highest good.
That serves highest good.
Starting now, thank you. Starting now. Lisa, I can't hear you anymore.
Oh, I'm with you.
Okay, so please say starting now, thank you.
Oh, starting now, thank you.
This or something better.
This or something better.
Good, you're done. Relax, and you're not done with your process. You're done talking. Now, relax and just let the energy come in, all right? So everybody else, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am, divine allies. Please flow the energy through me for Lisa's highest good. May her resistance to meditation and other spiritual practices be completely and finally cleared to the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. That's all the words. Everybody relax and be passive. And Lisa, if you feel the challenging energy stronger in one area, just kind of put your attention there. If there's no specific focus at a moment, just kind of hold general awareness of the whole body, but just feel and put your attention on the sensations in your physical or energetic bodies. If thoughts or images are around, that's fine. Let it be in the background, but put your active attention on the feelings. And anyone else on this call who's having such resistance, you can also receive a similar healing for your own resistance. And in fact, the allies are up in the ante even more. Whatever you need, they're giving it to you once again. As always, the allies are abundantly generous with anyone on this call, even if you never get into the hot seat. Whoa, it's a strong field. Lisa, do you feel that strong energy?
No, I was wondering if it was me feeling anxious.
Okay, so you're not actively feeling any energy moving at all right now? Is that correct?
Yeah, it's very hard for me to feel into my body because I tried not to feel my.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so even if you feel nothing, you will still receive healing. So I invite you to relax to zero effort and just be. Don't even try to feel anything. There, are you at zero?
I'm at zero.
Just stay there for a minute. There's no way to do it wrong. Just relax and be completely open, relaxed. Whatever happens or does not happen is fine. Any awareness of energy at this moment? And the answer no is fine if that's true.
I feel some at the either it's the root or the sacral.
Good. That's a start. Okay. Yeah, so that's a little bit of, and again, we'll work our way up. Even a tiny bit of awareness is an awesome start. Congratulations. So basically, as you're receiving, if you have any awareness of energy at all, even subtle, that's what you focus on feeling. Just hold attention wherever you can feel that energy at all. If you get to a point where you simply can't feel energy at all, zero, then you just feel your breath come and go. But if there's any energy awareness, that's where I'd like you to be focusing, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. And be gentle with yourself. You know, you can only feel what you can feel. And I started off, I couldn't feel anything for years. So I totally get where you're coming from here. You're doing beautifully, just giving it your best shot, and whatever you feel is great. Like I said, there's no way to do this wrong. Just do your best. Are you by chance feeling a little bit more peaceful or calm or relaxed?
Yes, and I also feel my hands are facing up and I feel tingling in my hands.
All right, that's a feeling too. By the way, palms down is even better because your
Okay.
energy to kind of flush down and out.
Okay, thank you.
Not critical, but it's nice. So you're starting to feel all kinds of stuff. You're doing it. You're feeling it. You're doing great. Just let it keep happening. Remember, your passivity is the key. Let your higher self do it for you. Your relaxation and being not attached to having to feel anything will actually help you feel it more easily. Yeah, boy. There's a nice current coming through you now. You're doing great. Well done, Lisa. You catch on quick. And what's happening is a lot of other members are processing on your behalf. So you're getting tons of help from the allies, from other humans who are supporting you. And as I said earlier, if you feel heavy energy coming through you and you're not Lisa, just let it come through. The allies will only do this with you if you're ready, willing, and able. And you don't have to do anything. Just relax and let the allies do the processing for you. I'm feeling some stuff coming at your feet too, there, Lisa.
Yes, I'm feeling that too.
Kind of a hot foot feeling a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah, it feels hot when it goes through the feet a lot of the time. You're doing great. Well done.
Thank you so much.
Oh, I'll thank the allies and all these other humans. They're mainly doing it here. Like I said earlier, we have a lot of very capable light workers in Awakening Plus, and they're showing up tonight and they show up a lot, and just so grateful to them. They're really what make the membership.
I am too.
Are you feeling a bit of a nice altered state starting to happen there, Lisa? Kind of a nice feeling in your consciousness.
Yes.
Yeah, good. Good, good, good. Yeah, if you do enough good healing in a round, then the sweet altered state tends to come in. As the heavy stuff flushes out, that's what's been blocking your divine awareness. And the more of that heavy stuff you flush, the more you awaken a little more deeply, have a more conscious experience of what you really are, which is ecstasy, joy, and euphoria. We're all that at the core. So we're starting to peel away those blockages and starting to regain awareness of what you've been all along, but you just forgot. Nice. Very nice. And if I'm not mistaken, a lot of other folks are having this little sweet awakening as well. Each appropriate to their own level of development. Everybody gets their perfect customized experience on our calls. So let's see how it's doing. Okay, so now feel once again into the idea of meditating or doing any kind of spiritual work there, Lisa. And as you hold the thought,
I'm holding.
you still feel resistance to doing it?
Oh, no.
Okay. And you know what's kind of sneaky about what we just did?
No.
You just did a spiritual practice. Ha ha ha. Terrific. You just did a healing invocation and it by God worked. Okay.
Oh.
This is one little quick thing I want to do here. Call up, say, I now call forth the part of me
I now call forth the part of me
that's been resisting my spiritual practices.
that has been resisting my spiritual practices.
Please make me aware of you now.
Please make me aware of you now.
And just relax. Is that it right there?
Yes.
And tell it, thank you for helping me
Thank you for helping me.
the best you knew how.
The best you knew how.
I'm grateful for your positive intentions.
And grateful for your positive intentions.
How do you feel?
Really good.
No, this is what you say to the part. How do you
On
feel
how do you feel
about the spiritual practice I just did?
about the spiritual practice that I just did?
And wait for its answer and let me know what it says.
Relieved.
Ha ha ha. Now say to it, would you be open to me doing more spiritual practices?
Would you be open to me doing more spiritual practices? I got a resounding yes.
All right. Well, maybe that part will be on board now and you won't have the resistance. Let's hope so. Okay, well done.
Thank you so much, everyone. I'm truly grateful.
Oh, well, that was exemplary, Lisa. You got us a chance to throw in a little parts work too. That was fun.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Yeah. Okay. Let me feel into whether we want to do one more person or whether we want to do the big old everybody gives and receives at the same time round. Let me feel into this. Okay. If anyone feels an urgent need for healing, you can step up now. No one steps up, then we'll do just a kind of a group process. So I'll leave a moment for anyone who feels a real need to be in the hot seat now. This is the time to, don't be shy. If you really need it, go ahead and unmute and we'll do you. Last call. Nicole. Wait, Nicole, you've
Can I
already
do another one?
done. No, you
Is
can't. Only one round per event. Sorry. But Molly's here.
it? Oh, okay.
Molly, did you want some healing?
Yes, I would love healing.
All right, so what would you like to be different by the time we're done?
I'd like to hear to heal clear blockages around my heart chakra and throat chakra,
Okay.
relating to grief and trauma from this life or past too.
Right. Current and past lives. All right. All right, we'll see what we can do. And I have a feeling we're going to do a really interesting group process simultaneously. We'll see what the allies have in mind. I feel something brewing there. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So are you willing to feel some strong intensity if that's what it takes to heal it?
Yes.
All right, let's do it. So Molly, I think you're getting the drift of how this works, right? So
Yes.
please repeat after me, spirit that I am,
Spirit that I am,
divine allies,
divine allies,
maximum healing,
maximum healing
serves highest good, please.
that serves highest good, please.
Especially any grief or trauma,
Especially any grief or trauma
from current or past lives,
from current or past lives.
being held in my heart or throat chakras,
Being held in my heart or throat chakras,
or anywhere else.
or anywhere else.
All this to the greatest extent
All this to the greatest extent
serves highest good.
that serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
All right, you relax and just let it run. Everyone else, please repeat after me, spirit that I am, divine allies. Please flow the energy through me for Molly's highest good. May her grief and trauma from past or current lives in her heart or throat chakras, or elsewhere, be completely and finally healed to the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. When relaxed, it's already moving, so just jump on. Everybody become completely passive, let the energy move itself. And allies, since this is our final round, I also request that everybody on this call who is not in the hot seat now also receive their highest good healing and or awakening, even as they act as conduits for Molly. Thank you. Woohoo, they are going to town. All right, everyone, the dual process is happening. Molly is receiving her absolute full measure of healing. She's getting 100% of what she needs, and everyone else is getting 100% of what they need for their own healing and awakening right now. So it's almost like everyone's in the hot seat now. And again, Molly is in no way getting shortchanged. So everyone just relax and just be open. You're simultaneously flowing through to Molly if you're not her and receiving. So just let it all happen effortlessly. As long as you're passive, it'll work just fine. Molly, are you feeling quite a bit of energy coming in there?
Yes, I am.
Good. So you just relax and it's intense, but not too much, right? But yeah, you can open fully. The allies will not allow overwhelm. So just relax, completely open to it, and you'll be just fine. My body is vibrating like crazy. Anyone is a reminder, it's fine to let your body shake or vibrate or tremble. It's okay to cry or make sound or make motions if your body wants to do that. Let the body do what it naturally wants to do. Open to the process. There's a really sweet, peaceful energy arising in the field. So whether you're experiencing more of a healing intensity or more of a uplifting awakening vibe, just open to whatever it is, please have no preference. I can assure you that your experience is exactly what will serve you most at this moment. The way is not difficult for those who have no preferences. I feel like a pulsating divine energy now. Okay, Molly, we're going to make a little shift in the in what's happening, but again, you will receive the full measure of what you need here. Allies, shift now to the everybody flowing and receiving simultaneously to everyone else. So everyone now will flow energy to everyone else on this call, whether they're live or on the recording, and will simultaneously receive highest good energy from everyone on this recording. And there's nothing you humans have to do except relax and allow the shift. So just relax, and there it is. So you'll know, you may notice the shift. You're now, yeah. Many rays are coming out from you, one for each person on this call, live or on the recording. And you're receiving highest good energy from all the same folks. And as always, it creates this beautiful three-dimensional geometrical configuration in the field. And at this point, relaxing to zero effort, just being, will most likely serve you best. So just chill out to nothing and let it all run itself. You are being lovingly and securely held in this field. Molly, are you still getting plenty of good energy there?
Oh, definitely.
Good. You just relax and continue passively receiving and allowing energy to do what it does. Allies, you're so awesome. Thank you, beautiful allies, for helping us out. Thank you, beautiful humans, for participating so skillfully in this process. Okay, it's going to wrap up here in a moment. But first, allies, we got some sweet energy medicine going here. Please now share it with all beings on Earth whose highest good it will serve. Thank you. And they make plenty more, so this beautiful energy has infinite supply, so lots more is coming up from source and going out to Earth. So we humans don't have to do a single thing, just let it run. The more awakened you are, the more conscious you'll be of what it's doing as it goes all over the planet. Thank you, allies. And now, why stop there? Please spread this good medicine to all beings in the universe whose highest good it will serve. Thank you. And there it goes. Once again, absolute passivity for us humans is the ticket. Just let it do its thing on its own. Once again, the more awakened you are, the more you'll be one with the outgoing energy and feel what it's doing. Whatever you do or don't feel is perfect. Thank you, allies. And now they're reeling us back in. Many of us are very expanded right now, and They're now concentrating this beautiful divine energy into your physical body to give you a permanent upgrade, new baseline of consciousness to work with until, of course, it gets even higher and sweeter in that infinite progression of awakening that we all have open to us. And they're integrating us pretty quick, actually. So just relax and feel the new you coming online. New and improved version. Just a moment longer. There you go. So everyone take a moment, feel your consciousness now. Your physical body may feel very different than when we started. And remember, every awakening is a surprise. It always feels different in a way you could never have anticipated. And that is to relax into it, kind of acclimatize to it, and you'll plateau there until the next one. Well done, everybody. I'm very pleased. We just keep getting better as a group. I just am so grateful to all of you folks who keep showing up. The new folks, I love it when you're here. It's always good to have new blood in the membership. And those of you experienced folks who are holding the space so well, we couldn't do it without you. So I'm so grateful to each and every one of you. All right, I am going to close the Mesa. And then I'm going to open up for feedback. So this just takes a moment. Pachamama. Mama Kia. Wiracocha. Inti. Qui. Whoa. Thank you, allies. What an awesome event. This is the best of. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with any of us, please remain with us for as long as it serves our highest good. Thank you so much. Beautiful allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? Container is closed. If you got to go, it's all right. If you want to hang out and give us feedback or ask questions, the floor is open. You can talk, you can type, whatever works best for you is great. So anyone who wants to jump in, feel free. And then Nicole said, I knew it would be a best of. Good call. Nicole, hi.
Hey, I also wanted to say that I had a headache at the beginning of the session, and now that's virtually gone. There's a little bit because I tried it, but it's mostly gone. And there's been a lot of tension flushed out of my body, like sort of intractable tension from my neck down to my diaphragm. So that feels really good.
So that tension is less now?
Yeah, it's pretty much gone.
So I would watch that use of the word intractable, because you just gainsaid it with your experience.
Right. But I mean, it was intractable at the time.
Well, I got
you
it.
Know what I mean? Like nothing I did could relieve it.
Good.
So, yeah. Yeah.
All right, I'm glad it became tractable. Yay.
Exactly. Thank you.
Thank Nicole.
Yeah.
All right. James said, good show. Thank you, Benjamin. Thanks for hot seating, James. I'm sorry, you're probably not the James who hot seated, but thank you anyway. I apologize for the quick misunderstanding there. Anybody else with a question or comment, verbal or written? Lisa.
Yes. When I first logged on, I'm from the U.S.
Uh-huh.
And I clicked on a phone number. Is that what I should have done? Or just click on U.S. and I'll be on.
Did you want to come on via Zoom with internet?
Yes, I am on Zoom. I see all, yeah, I see all of you.
Oh, good. If you want visuals, then you want to come on through Zoom. If you just go to a phone number, then you only have audio.
Oh, I see. No, but I see everybody.
Then you're on Zoom. You came in through the Zoom link and you're great. That's the best way
Okay.
if you can.
Okay, great.
Okay, good question. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you. What a wonderful experience.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. This was your first time here, wasn't it?
Yes, my
All right.
first.
Well, y'all come back now here.
I will.
Right. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.
I can say that I was born and raised in Oklahoma.
I'm good at different accents.
Good. So Jesse said, thank you all. Great work, everyone. I agree. Nicole says, pretty blissed out here. Me too. You can't do good shadow work and not get an altered state on. Brian says, always love this event. Definitely felt those altered states during Nicole's time. Sweet. And Heather says, blissed out for sure. Thank you all. Glad to hear there's a lot of bliss going around. Anybody else got a question or comment? All righty, last call for questions and comments.
Molly, by accident sent me a direct message that I think was meant for everybody. She said, "Absolutely wonderful. Thank you, everyone."
Oh, well, thank you, Molly. It just showed up in the public, so I think she repeated it. Okay, thank you for sharing that, Nicole. Anybody else? Last call. All right, that's it then. Thank you all, everybody. What an awesome event. One reason I schedule so many Awakening Plus events is because I love them so much. It's selfish. I'm glad y'all enjoy them too. Thanks for showing up. Whether you're live or on the recording, you're just as welcome and just as appreciated. So again, this will go on the best of. And we got another event tomorrow. This is one of those events with 4 weeks in it. So show up tomorrow if you can. And if not, whenever you can do it through live or recorded participation. Many blessings, everybody, and good night. Bye.